Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, my peeps. I am back on the program. Once again, like I said, the little segment that I did earlier, I didn't prepare properly. And that's why, I've come on as late as I have because I didn't prepare properly. So this wasn't Blog Talk Radio's fault for once, but this was my fault. But anyway, I'm back on the program. The show is going to go on. And just like I said in the last segment, you know, if you want to do a radio program or something like that, you have to make sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed, you know, because one little slip up and it can end up doing what it did with me today. So, but that's neither here nor there. We all make mistakes every now and then. So, but back on the show, it was two things I wanted to talk about today. One of them, of course, I wanted to talk about our criminal justice system country, and I probably won't talk about that too long, but it was an incident that happened within the last several days that I wanted to talk about. And, of course, the big news is, you know, the raid at Mar-a-Lago earlier this week in Florida. And we're going to talk about that one probably take more time to talk about that one. But I was on a job yesterday, and I'd heard about this wreck, this car wreck that had happened in Los Angeles. And I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it, but it came up on my Facebook feed. And it concerned a lady. She was 37 years old. She's a nurse. And she caused a wreck that killed six people. You know, two people in one car, a mother, a father, a one-year-old child, and an unborn child. And they said, you know, we had the video of how this crash happened and whatever. And when I saw the video, you know, they said the video was going to be kind of disturbing. And when I saw the video and how fast that lady was going through the intersection, at this intersection, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, she wasn't trying to run a red light or anything like that. The traffic was already flowing through this intersection, you know, and she just went into that intersection like there were no cars there. And it caused a fiery explosion, and, of course, the six people lost their lives. Now, this woman was, how she survived, that's one thing that gets me, is how in the world that woman survived that crash and everybody else, you know, died. And see, a lot of times when you hear about these cases, you know, the people who are at fault, they're the ones that survive, but the victims, they're the ones that die, you know. She caused some more injuries, too. I think some more people got injured, but not as seriously as those who had gotten killed. And found out this woman had been involved in 13 previous crashes before. Now, this lady's 37 years old. And she had been, let me just say, how in the world did this lady still have a license? I mean, 13 previous crashes. Now, they say two of them were she was hit from behind, but that still leaves you 11 crashes that she was responsible for. Now, this lady should have been riding a horse to work or something, some other mode of transportation, Uber or Lyft or any of these other, you know, ride-sharing programs or whatever. But how in the world was this lady allowed to drive after she had previous incidents involving vehicles? And the attorney general of that area, he is known as a person who's being sought from crime, and he's decided to charge her with murder. And people are like, well, you know, why is he charging her with murder? Because he's been sought on crime. found out this guy, he was so soft on crime that they're thinking about recalling him. I don't have his name or anything, but they're thinking about recalling him because he is so soft on crime. And a lot of people think the reason why he's being so, he's coming down hard on this young lady, he is because, you know, it's almost time for election time. He wasn't showing people, hey, you know, I can be tough on crime. I can be tough on crime. And, you know, there are going to be some idiots who still vote for him, even though his previous record has shown that he is not tough on crime. But the video of the crash, of the accident, is horrific. And I got it set up on my Facebook page, but they said, one source said it looked like she was going 50 miles an hour. She was not going 50 miles an hour in that video. Some say she was probably going about 90. She might have been, but to me it looked like she was going in excess of 100 miles an hour. I mean, she just didn't even put on the brakes or anything. Just plowed through that intersection like she did. Like there were no cars in the intersection, you know. And she wasn't trying to run a red light, you know, like some people do. They try to run a red light. The intersection, the traffic in the intersection was flowing for about, I don't know, 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. And then here she comes out of nowhere and causes all this mayhem. But my thing is, why in the world does it seem like someone has to die in order for us to enforce a crime? Why does it seem like that? It seems like, you know, they're like, okay, oh, no hurt, no harm, no foul here. So, you know, we'll just, you know, let everything be. And this lady, she was involved in 13 other crashes. She should have been driving. She should not have been driving. Now she is facing 90 years to life in prison because of this accident. And I'm sitting there like, you've got to be kidding me. You all going to wait till people die? And I see this a lot in our criminal system. They'll turn a blind eye, and then when someone ends up getting killed, you know, there are lawsuits going around and whatever, then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, let's get tough on crime. You should have been tough on crime in the beginning. This is why our justice system, I believe, is a big, fat joke. Because we basically have a bunch of people who are in these positions, and they love these positions because it gives them a position of power. And they just treat those things like, you know, they treat those positions like they don't have a responsibility to the people that are affected by these positions. They act like, I'm in this position, I can do whatever I want to. No, that's not leadership. Leadership is knowing the position you've been put in, and you understand the responsibilities that go with it, and you act accordingly. But apparently, this attorney general didn't act accordingly. But now he's up talking about, yeah, I'm gonna be tough on crime now. No, dude. You should have been tough on crime before. Now, if somebody had been following this lady, this accident never would have happened, and it shouldn't have happened. And this is the reason why people have a problem with our justice system. Now, I believe nobody is perfect. Don't get me wrong. Nobody is perfect, but a lot of people, when they get into these positions, you know, they get there and then someone questions their integrity, says, you know, well, what about this? Why aren't you doing? Oh, we're doing everything that we can. We're doing it. They just brush everybody off. But they're not doing everything they can. We can see clearly they're not doing their jobs. and they need to be held accountable. And, you know, and this doesn't tie into the accident, but it's kind of like, you know, when I watch these press meetings with the press secretary, I forget her name. I can't pronounce her name, the black lesbian. They'll ask her a question about, well, like this week they were talking about the gas prices being lower. And, you know, she gets up there. And just like I said, just like I predicted, they're gonna start singing the praises of Joe Biden because gas prices are going low. And so a reporter, asked her, you know, what about the gas prices? And, you know, the press secretary is like, oh, our gas prices are going down. And he said, well, they're still $1.72 higher than they were when Joe Biden took office. And she gets up there and makes some flimsy excuse. Oh, well, it's going down the way the people want. Some flimsy excuse and whatever. No. Don't sing the praises of Joe Biden, because he's the reason why the gas prices are high in the first place. People need to be held accountable for their actions. I don't care if you are the president or some lowly citizen living in some nondescript neighborhood anywhere. You need to be held accountable for your actions, and your position of leadership should not insulate you from that. This is why so many tragedies are happening today, because people are not doing their jobs. They are not bearing the responsibility of their job. If you're not going to bear the responsibility of your job, you need to sit down somewhere. And somebody needs to replace you who is going to do their job. Now, you got tragedies on a lot of fronts with this accident in Los Angeles, because you got families who are mourning, not only the families of the victims, but the family of this young lady, too. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not considering her a victim, because she's not. Why she was out there, it boggles the mind why this lady was allowed to drive. They should have seen a pattern and said, "Hey, wait a minute, this is Miss So and So. Wait a minute, why? You know, she had another accident. You know what? Let's suspend her license for a while." But somebody didn't do their job. One of the higher-ups didn't do their job. And six innocent people, had lost their lives because of it. They said when the accident occurred, the one-year-old child that got killed, a car seat. And when the accident occurred, that child was launched out of that car seat and into the street. That's the description I heard. And of course, that one-year-old child lost his life. His mother lost her life. The baby she was carrying within her lost his life. And the baby's father lost his life. And then it was two other ladies in another car that lost their lives as well. What's up, sis? Yeah, it has been a long time. It's been a long time. But we can prevent, we see a lot of these tragedies that we see on the road or with murders and these crimes and things like that, they could be prevented if the people in the proper positions would take on the responsibility of those positions. But you got a lot of people, they really don't want to do their jobs. And I'm like, if you don't want to do the job, then why are you sitting in that seat? Things like this tick me off. It really does. And I'm the type of person, like, you all know how I would deal with crime. I would clean things up. And I'm not bragging on myself and saying, yeah. Put me in. No, I don't want their positions. I'm just saying, if I was in their position, I would be tough on crime. I would be real tough on crime. First of all, you murder somebody, you murder them in cold blood, automatic death penalty. If you did something like a negligent homicide or something out of negligence or something like that, you're going to get a sizable prison term. But if you murder someone just in cold blood because you're like, yeah, I want to kill this rascal. If you do it maliciously, automatic death penalty. No appeals, none of that junk. You murder a public servant, child molesters and rapists never leave. Yeah, they'll never leave I'll probably give the death penalty to child molesters too. But you have to be tough on crime. And a lot of these people, they don't want to be tough on crime. They love the benefits of their positions, but they don't want to take on the responsibilities of those positions. And when I saw that, I said, you got to be kidding me. 13 crashes, and she's still out there with a car. Now, I don't know if she had a license or maybe she was driving illegally. I don't know. But like I said earlier, she should have been riding a horse or something. But now you have a tragedy, probably one of the biggest traffic tragedies in Los Angeles history. You have this tragedy because people didn't do their jobs. And I don't know what I would do if I was in that same position. I don't know what I would do. If a loved one lost their life like this, I don't know what I would do. These are the type of people, though, that even though you see their little discrepancies and whatever, people still go around, turn around, and vote these people back in office. Yeah, I will lose my mind, too. Yeah, I probably have to sit in the psych ward for about a week. Especially something involving a child. The child 11 months old in a car seat, launched from the car. I couldn't even imagine my state of mind after that. I mean, really. But that lady should not have been driving. She shouldn't have been driving. Whatever the case, that she was out there legally, or if the state refused to do their job to prevent this lady from driving, either way, she should not have been out there. And like I said, I got the video on my Facebook page, and you will, if you see it, you're like, when you see the accident, you're like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? She was not driving that fast. Fast as she was driving, it would be illegal for you to drive that fast on the interstate, let alone on a city road. Said the one-year-old was launched. The one-year-old was in a car seat, though. The one-year-old was in a car seat. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And you know, sometimes when you hear these stories, sometimes you wish they wouldn't tell you these little details and whatever. But it is what it is. And I don't know, L.A. might need to look at their traffic laws or whatever, or how they handle certain people, because we had a movie star. She got involved in a car wreck this week. I don't know if you all know Anne Heche. She's Ellen DeGeneres' ex-girlfriend. I'm not going to go there. But she's Ellen DeGeneres' ex-girlfriend, and she starred in, I know her from a movie called Volcano. She was the volcanologist in that movie. She was driving under the influence through a neighborhood, and she crashed into a house. And, of course, her car exploded. The people in the house, they survived, but they lost everything. And she suffered a great deal of damage, burns to her body, but she suffered a substantial amount of brain damage. And they said, you know, she's not going to survive. And I think yesterday they took her off of life support. Yeah, it makes you wonder, sis, how horrific that car crash was. Now, I didn't see it in the video, and I don't think I would want to check the video to see if that happened, because it would tear me up. Because any tragedy involving a child, it does something to me. I'm just gonna say that. And I say, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. But getting back to Miss Hache, Anne Hache, you know, they showed a video of her driving through this neighborhood. She was driving a Cooper. And as fast as she was driving, I was like, my goodness. And she was driving probably about as fast as this young lady that killed the people at the intersection. I mean, this car was going so fast, you couldn't even see it. It was like a blur. And she crashes into these people's home, and the house catches on fire. You know, it took them an hour to get the fire under control and whatever. The residents of the house, they're fine, but they lost all their possessions. Because somebody wants to get out there, drink, and do drugs and whatever, and don't realize the consequences of their actions. And they get out there, and see, somebody like that, if they survive, I give them a lengthy prison sentence, probably about 10 years. That might sound a little harsh, but I would, because these tragedies, a lot of them are preventable. And like I said, I probably said it last week, you kill somebody in cold blood, you know, take it upon yourself to take someone's life for whatever reason, you want to rob them or they looked at you funny or something like that. Give you a trial. Have you tried? You found guilty. I'll give you a week. Get your affairs in order. I'll give you a week I'll give you the week to get your affairs in order. You want your last meal, whatever. It ain't no 24 years. You sitting on death row and we paying for your education, for your medical. No. Get a bunch of you together. Okay, y'all on death row? Yeah, dead man walking. Okay. Take you downtown, the city, you know, wherever. Have it publicized, have it on TV, whatever. Have you marched down to the certain spot. Say, these people, you know, read their names off, read their crimes. Say, this is the reason why these people are going to die today. They're going to die today. Then pull the lever and let them hang. I know it sounds cruel and everything, but what's more cruel? Putting a criminal to death or what that criminal did to deserve the death penalty? And yeah, bring your children too. Bring them. And you can send them to watch rated R movies and everything. Send them to the execution. Say, this is what happens to people who commit crimes. Tell me that crime won't go down. It will plummet. Of course, you'll have people that, you know, they try to They'll try the system and whatever. Of course, you're always gonna have ding dongs in every bunch. But the crime waves that we are seeing today going on in this country, the crime rate will shoot down, plummet. Here in Durham, North Carolina, we're having a record year of shootings and people getting murdered in Durham. I think about 30 people have been killed here in Durham. Now, that might not sound like a lot to you all from, you know, New York or Washington, D.C., but that's a lot for here in Durham. I think the record number of murders in Durham has been like 42, if I'm correct. I need to check the stats. and that might not sound like a large number to a lot of people, but it, trust me, in this region here in Durham, that's a huge number. Let's see. Pianchi says she is female and black, plus comes from a prominent black community. She won't serve. I guess he wants to say she won't serve anytime she has privilege. I bet the baby in the womb was not counted. Yeah, the baby was counted. The baby in the womb was counted, which is surprising because, you know, because of our atmosphere of supporting abortion in this country. But the baby was counted. She's going to be charged for 6 counts of death. Yeah, spending 24, 25 years. Why are you, if this person, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this person committed a murder. No, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Ain't, it's no, maybe he didn't make, no. We know he committed the murder. Why do we let these rascals live for so many years before we put them to death? If I were to rob a bank, not kill anybody or whatever, and, you know, I face sentencing, first of all, they're going to put me in jail until I get my sentence, you know, get my trial, you know, say, okay, well, this is how many years you're going to spend in prison. You serve that term immediately. How come we don't serve an immediate sentence on a person with death penalty? I mean, really? Bring it, boy E. Welcome to the show. It has been a long time. And Bianca said, due to climate change, don't use the electric chair. Go back to lynching. Oh, boy. I think they should bring back old Sparky. I think they should bring back the firing squad, the noose. Guillotine might be a little too gruesome. I don't know. But hanging and firing squad and electric chair and gas chamber, I think they should bring all those back. Bring them all back. Because when these rascals commit these crimes, I don't think they should go out peacefully. I really don't. Now, you might disagree with me, but I don't think they should go out peacefully because their victims didn't go out peacefully. But that's just a state of – now, I'll be honest with you, we probably have the best justice system in the entire world, but we still have a lot of work to do to clean it up. Scripture in the Bible, I believe it's in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter and 11th verse, and I'm not going to go there, but I'm just going to kind of paraphrase what it's saying. It says, because you didn't deal with the crime speedily, that's why a lot of people, their hearts are set to do wrong. If you show these criminals that you mean business, crime will drop like a rock. It'll drop like the mercury in a thermometer on a very cold day. It will drop like crazy. Yeah, you're gonna have people out there who try the system and whatever, but you deal with them accordingly. But it won't be as many as we see today. Bring it, boys. Just CNN news is enough to put you to death. you're probably right there. It says, can you imagine if the punishment matched the crime? I don't want to think about what these people experience in that fiery crash. I wouldn't say, like, if I don't think this girl deserves the death penalty, so to speak, but she should be put away for a long time. And they're talking about 90 years to the rest of her life, which 90 years, she's 37 years old. That basically is the rest of her life. Okay, thank you there, sis. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That's Ecclesiastes 8:11. That's why we see a lot of the crime we see today, because we're taking it like, you know, someone commits a crime and say, okay, well, this person's been convicted, but let's appeal this. Let's appeal. We need to get rid of that appeal process. I really do think so. We need to tighten up on that appeal process, because anybody, you know, this rascal done committed a crime and they can appeal. They can appeal the sentence. They can, let me look for this little discrepancy in here. Oh, his rights were violated and everything. What about the rights of the people that he killed? What about their rights? We care more about the rights of the criminal than we do the rights of the criminal's victims. And they just continue. They'll get up there. They'll get up there and say, "Oh, I've been convicted. Oh, I'll be out." They convicted me to 50 years. I'll be out in 5. And 9 times out of 10, what they say is true. Then they go out there and they commit another crime. Same thing happens. They put them in jail for a while. They come out until someone gets killed. And then everybody, he killed somebody. We thought he was reformed. What do you think he was going to do? I mean, what do you think he was going to do? He was going to go out and say, oh, I'm out of prison now. Let me spread flowers and happiness around the city. No. And they sitting there bragging about, oh, man, yeah. They said they're going to give me 20 years. I'll be out in 5. But really, and people correct me on this, this is just my opinion. I would get rid of the appeals. Oh, his civil rights were violated. No, he violated civil rights of somebody else. You don't get no civil rights when you commit a crime against somebody. Oh, we don't need the death penalty. Oh, I thought you were Christian. You're supposed to be about life. I thought you were against abortion. You know, they try to compare abortion with the death penalty. They say, you know, these people who support the death penalty, they're against abortion. idiot, you don't understand the difference between the two. First of all, abortion is not a punishment. The child didn't commit a crime. The child is just being eliminated in the name of convenience. Death penalty is a punishment for a crime that you have committed. You see the difference? Apparently, you know, those of you all with the liberal mindset, y'all never see that difference. Because you care more about your pet peeves than you do about actual morality. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Sis says, you remember that man that kidnapped a young boy and molested him over the course of a week? That father shot him in the head at the airport. He knew that dude was going to claim insanity to get out in 5 years and repeat the same crap. The police had the nerve to ask the father why. He replied, if it was your son, what would you have done? Now, I'm not justifying what that father did, but yeah, what would you have done? I remember this story about this guy in Texas. This was a few years ago, and he owned some farmland or whatever. And when he went into this barn, this guy was in the midst of molesting his daughter. His daughter was 5 years old. This guy was in the midst of pants down and everything. This guy took out a shovel, started beating the man, called the police, said, officers, you all have better get here because I am going to kill this man. I am going to kill him. He was arrested. He did end up killing the man. He was arrested, but they acquitted him. And I said, yeah, I probably would have done the same thing too, because you mess with my child. I don't know what I would do. I mean, I already got a mind that's like a, a Category 5 hurricane. you mess with my child, especially if it's a little girl. Oh yeah, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now the reason why they acquitted the man was because he was actually trying to save the molester's life. He called the police and told the police, y'all better get here because I am going to kill this guy. That's why he was acquitted. And like I said, I don't know what I would do in that situation. Now, I find it very deplorable to think that I could take someone else's life. Because that's not something I like to do, is taking another person's life. But if you're doing something, you know, like I said, child molesters, they should be given the death penalty. You molest a child, death penalty. And I'll even go so far to say, if you rape a woman, you should get the death penalty. And if the woman turns out she's pregnant or whatever, after you rape her, I don't know what to do in a situation like that, to be honest with you. That's something I have to think out. I'll be honest with you. But child molesters, I wouldn't give you a chance. Nope. I'll let you, you know, get everything, get your affairs in order. Peace with your creator. But you still got to pay the penalty. Now, if you all think that, you know, what I'm saying is cruel and all that, that's fine. That's fine. But that's just how I think. Pianchi, he left a message in my chat room, said this white kid was beaten to death by three black males in Akron. In Akron, Ohio, on a basketball court for Baron James Promise School. They should be charged with a hate crime. Yes, they should be. And this thing that black people can't be racist, but white people can, that's a bunch of garbage. That's one of the stupidest things I think I heard in my life. That's one of the stupidest things I think I've heard in my life. Oh, black people can't be racist because we don't have the power. The power? What do you mean don't have the power? Got positions of leadership all over this country that are occupied by black folks. What do you mean? Stupid. Dog says you worse than I. Dog. She said she plans on having a secret weapons room. Said like a Roach Motel, you can check in, but you ain't checking out. I better not come on your property on a bad day. Oh gosh. Homegirl ain't playing. But, you know, I didn't mean to harp on that for as long as I did, because this was something that I saw. This was something that I saw yesterday, and I wanted to speak on that and about the crime situation in this country and our justice system. But the main thing I wanted to talk about today, and I'm pretty sure you all know where I am about to go. The main headline for this week. The main headline. We all know about the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago this week, this past Monday. I'm pretty sure you all have heard about it. My wife, she's into the news, and she was playing that thing endlessly. Every channel she was going on, they were talking about it. And I got to the point, I was like, honey, shut that mess off, because I am sick and tired of our government. My government disgusts me. I'm very, very disgusted. Hey, Mr. Garney, very disgusted at our government. Really disgusted. And see, this thing situations like this make you wonder if your vote really counts. Of course, you know, the 2020 election and, you know, seeing the 2000 Mules documentary and this right here, it just makes you think, it makes you wonder if your vote really does count. So these people, they raid Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. He's up in New York. They break in. Oh, we got to see this. Well, yeah, you know, they said something about some nuclear documents. What in the world does Donald Trump have to deal with nuclear documents? I mean, for real. Someone help me. And not only that, there should be evidence of a crime that's being committed before they do a break-in like they did. Now, a couple of months ago, they asked Donald Trump, you know, we need you to submit some information, you know, we're asking you for this. And he was like, hey, I ain't got no problem with that. I've got no problem. See, folks, let me tell you all this. This is the reason why I don't like politics. Politics, when you deal in politics, you deal in favorites. Oh, this is my favorite guy. I like this guy, but I don't like him. You know, Donald Trump submitted the information to the FBI, and they're like, yeah, we got him. Wait a minute. Information we're looking for is not here. No, we got to find some dirt on Donald Trump. Same thing they did when he got elected. We got to find some dirt on this. Wait a minute. This is not the information we're looking for. That's the reason why they raided his house in Mar-a-Lago. Because the information that Donald Trump submitted to them, they didn't agree with it because, you know, everybody's been fed a constant diet of CNN and ABC and all these other stations, and we already got it in our minds that, oh, Donald Trump is a bad man. We got to find something because, see, now, and I think I might be getting a little ahead of myself when I say this, but I really do believe that the reason why they're doing these things to Donald Trump is because they don't want him to have a chance to run for a re-election in 2024. They don't want him to run in 2020. The very idea that he could run in 2024, it frightens a lot of people. And so they had to break into his house. Oh, yeah, we got to find this. Broke into the man's safe. Now, if you have a warrant to search somebody, you need to give them a reason why. You don't just sneak in when they're somewhere else. They did Roger Stone the same way. Roger Stone, they put him in handcuffs. But what about Hillary Clinton and her bleached emails? What about that? What about Hunter Biden and his laptop? They ain't breaking to these people's houses. But, oh, we had to get Donald Trump because some way, somehow, I know that he was acquitted of Russian collusion, but somehow, he's got to be involved with those Russians. And we don't want him running for office in 2024. Find some kind of dirt to dig up on him so he can't run in 2024. Now, if they can do that to Donald Trump, they can do that to anybody. Joe Blow, U.S. citizen, they can do that to anybody. They didn't even warn Donald Trump that it was going to happen. And my wife was playing that. We were about to go to bed, and she was playing that. I said, honey, you shut that off because I'm very disgusted at our government right now. And I, look, it ain't just the liberals. It's the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm sick of them. I am just sick and tired of our government. They feel like, once again, they're in a position of power, and they feel like they can abuse that power any way they want to because they don't have any accountability. They have this thing of, we run this show, so we can do whatever we want to. Hey, we got the power. But people have been hating on Donald Trump since 2015 when he announced he was going to run for president. They tried their best to get Hillary in there. Hillary lost. And the day, basically the day after Donald Trump was elected president, they're talking about impeaching him. How in the world are you going to impeach a person who's not in office? So they appeased him the first time. Nothing came of that. When he left office, they're going to impeach him again. How in the world are y'all going to impeach a man who's not in office? Impeachment is supposed to be a person who is presently in office. And, of course, they're trying to go after him because of January 6th of last year, saying he incited a riot. He did not incite a riot. But they're trying to dig up some because they are in panic mode right now. Now, if y'all had let the election run fair like it should have been, you know, hey, Donald Trump be out in 2024. Y'all should be happy. Orange man bad. No more bad tweets. But now it's like, wait a minute, he could run again. Well, y'all think? Personally, I don't want Donald Trump to run in 2024. If he does, he gets my vote, but I don't want him to run in 2024. I want someone who's going to be in office for at least 8 consecutive years. I don't think we'll see another Donald Trump, and that's a shame. You know, I know there's some people what's his name in Florida, Ron DeSantis. I think he'll be a great president, but I don't think he'll be the level of a Donald Trump or Greg Abbott in Texas. A lot of people don't like Ron DeSantis because of how he's handling the Disney thing. Ron DeSantis, he's got a heart of, he's got ice water in his veins. He said, no, I'm not playing up to Disney. You know, that don't say gay bill? The bill that was passed that strictly forbids teachers from teaching children up to the third grade anything about sex or anything in the classroom. They call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. It doesn't say anything about making homosexuals illegal or anything, but somebody just got it on. Oh, it's a Don't Say Gay Bill. It's a Don't Say Gay Bill. That's why right now I just basically Disney is not welcome in my house. Now, I bought things from Marvel and everything in the past and everything. I'll keep those things, but Disney is no longer welcome in my house. I got rid of my subscription last year. I don't buy any Marvel movies or 20th Century Fox or any of the rest of them because they're owned by Disney. Disney done gone woke. And what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida, I commend him greatly for that. Makes me want to live in Florida. Yeah, that would be something. She says, can you imagine they hate Trump so much and DeSantis is elected and does what Trump was going to do and then some? That would be a punch in the gut. I would hope DeSantis would. The reason why I don't put too much confidence in a lot of these people is because for so many years, these people, they get up there, they say what they're going to do, and then they get in the office and they don't do it. And a lot of people that Donald Trump helped to get into their places in government, they turn around and stab him in the back. Mike Pence, the justices that Donald Trump nominated for the Supreme Court, stab him in the back. They're like, hey, thanks, Trump. You gave me this position. Stab. Et tu, Brutus? And that's a quote from the Julius Caesar, you know, because when Julius Caesar was being assassinated, he was being stabbed. One of the people who was stabbing him was a person he considered to be his friend. And basically, Donald Trump is a modern day Julius Caesar. He might not be as dictatorial, anywhere as dictatorial as Julius Caesar was, but he is a modern day Julius Caesar. And since I was the same way, when I was a kid, I wanted to visit Disney World so bad. I wanted to visit, go there. Oh, I want to see Disney World. Even when I became an adult, that was on my bucket list. It's off the list now. Y'all want to go woke and portray cartoon characters as being transgendered, and we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to just accept that? No. You go right ahead, Disney. Go right ahead. And yeah, Mike Pence is campaigning. Yeah, Mike Pence is trying to distance himself from Donald Trump. He's trying to distance himself from him because he wants to run against Donald Trump. I don't think he will win. I don't know. Mike Pence won't win. He won't win. Because even though he's trying to distance himself from Trump, there are a lot of people on the other side who still associate him with Trump. And they're not going to be like, they're not going to give Mike Pence a chance. Because when Donald Trump was president, people were like, well, if Donald Trump, if we get rid of Donald Trump, then Mike Pence will take his place and he'll be much worse. That's what they were saying. Stab Donald Trump in the back. A lot of people that Donald Trump appointed to certain positions in his cabinet, whatever, stab them in the back. They were happy. They were happy that we got these positions and everything. But once they got those positions, pulled out those daggers and started stabbing. You know, and that Omarosa chick, she was acting like, oh yeah, with Donald Trump, found out she was a snake too. Yeah, I believe that too, sis. I believe that too. They're not going to forget. I know I'm not going to forget. If by chance Mike Pence does win the Republican nomination for president, I'm not so sure I'm going to vote for him. I'm not so sure that I will. I'll probably write my name in, but I'm not so sure I'll vote for him. But these midterms, I'm predicting, and I'm not saying that I'm prophesying or anything like that, but I'm predicting that these midterms are going to be a red tidal wave. It's going to be a red tide. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. Can't nobody look at the condition this country is in right now and still vote liberal or vote for a Democrat. You cannot look at the condition that this country is in now and still vote for these liberal Democrats. I don't see how people will vote for them in the first place. These candidates, they support abortion, they support homosexual marriage, they support all kinds of mess going on in this country today. You see how the gas prices shot up, you know. because, oh, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because he's going to be better than Trump. And look at what happened. And then the very people who voted for him are the very people who are complaining about the gas prices. The very people. And people warned folks about this guy. Have you all seen Joe Biden's condition lately? I'm not talking about you all just watching ABC News or something like that. I'm talking about you actually seeing what's going on with Joe Biden lately. The man is losing it. He is losing it. It seems like his cognizance, if that's the word, is going down by the day. I mean, he's really losing it. Yeah, Liz Cheney too. Yeah, she's a backstabber. Yep. Yeah, that's another backstabber too. Everybody singing her praises. Oh, she's a Republican. I don't care. Just because you got an R in front of your name, that doesn't mean I'm going to vote for you. And see, a lot of people think that a person like myself, we just vote Republican, whoever the Republican is. No, I'm going to have you properly vetted. I don't care if you got an R in front of your name. I don't care if you say you're conservative. I'm going to check you out, see what you're about. Because like I said, I don't give a flying flip about politics. My loyalties do not lie in what political party you're a part of. That's not my loyalty. My loyalty is to the truth. My loyalty is to the Lord Jesus Christ, not to some political party. You can't fool me. I mean, you're talking about a guy when he was a teenager, and Jesse Jackson was trying to get the Democrat nomination for president back in 1984. I didn't vote for him. Of course, I was underage then. I was 14, 15 years old. But I knew better than to just vote for somebody because he was black. Because a lot of my black classmates, they were like, yeah, Jesse Jackson. I said, I ain't voting for him because he's black. He got to be about something. I want to know what he's about. Okay, I see he's black, but that doesn't mean you're going to get my vote. I want to know what you're about. I want to know what you're standing for. And I was saying this as a teenager, and I ain't know the difference between a Republican or a Democrat when I was a teenager. So just because you got an R in front of your name, that doesn't mean I'm going to vote for you. But anyway, I'm at the halfway point of the show. Let me get some of these advertisements out of the way. And when I come back, we will see if we can hit these Bad Billy phones. You're listening to Black by Color Only on CNN Radio.
Conditions of a potentially perfect parent brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now, that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, if you want to be a guest to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. Now, you all, it's that time. I don't know why my fruit bat alarm is so low, but hey, I hope you all heard it. That's my fruit bat alarm. That means I'm about to go to the phones. Now, I play that alarm because if you're a person who's just going to come in here and you're just going to try to disrupt the program without adding anything to the conversation, you know, excessive profanity, ad hominem attacks, straw man arguments, gaslighting, things of that sort, you best hang up now, because if you engage in those type of activities, I am going to hang up on you. I will be happy to oblige you. But I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Just be respectful in your conversations on this program. But having said all that, let me go to the phone. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. As if I don't know who this is.
I don't know. Who is it?
It's fruit bat number one.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Vincent. Make sure I get your email address. I think I lost it.
Okay.
I know I got you. But anyway, this FBI is completely out of control.
Yeah.
It needs to be dissolved. Worse yet, states should require, if the FBI come to the state, they can't just go walking up to your door and knocking on it and asking questions. They should have to check in with the local authorities or with that county sheriff. And guess what? They need to leave their damn guns there with those authorities. Don't we always say we got enough guns on the street? What do they need guns for?
Yeah.
Hell,
exactly.
In St. Louis, they raided this one black organization, Uhuru Solidarity, at the Solidarity Center, going in these people's houses, 5 o'clock in the morning, using flashbang grenades, busting out windows, bringing the husband and the wife out the house, undressed, sending drones up the steps to run through the house and look around. They've done a simultaneous raid. I think they've done one down in St. Petersburg, Florida, where they have a case. And I understand somebody burnt down, used a flamethrower to burn down a red, black, and green flag off the flagpole. I ain't seen flamethrowers since Korea.
Oh, my goodness. Where'd they get a flamethrower from?
I don't know. You know, it's not like people have a flamethrower sitting over in the corner in the living room nice and handy. But you know what happened back in, you remember when Obama was running for president? And I think back in 2008, he had a rally in St. Petersburg, Florida. And they had members there. And I want you to put this together. They had members there from their organization that was asking Obama questions. And they laid on him. What are you going to do for the black community? Over and over again, and I think he got pissed. But I believe his stooge, Garland, who's the, you know, the head of the Attorney General, I think he had this done because Garland's got a bone to pick with the Republicans anyway because they denied him a seat on the Supreme Court. And, oh, my goodness, could you imagine how it would be if he was on there?
Oh, my goodness. Don't perish the thought.
Obama nominated him. So he would be very, very biased toward Obama. Just like the same judge that signed off on that search warrant for Mar-a-Lago. And what if you had, you know, the details of a search warrant is always in the affidavit. And that should have been given to the sheriff of the county, and he should have accompanied him in order to carry out the search warrant and make sure that the only thing that they mess with is what's indicated on the affidavit. You can't be going in the damn refrigerator and making you a damn sandwich and all that crazy mess.
Really? For real.
So, no, I think that organization needs to be dissolved. And I don't know why blacks ain't hollering about it. Hell, isn't that the same organization that was responsible for killing Fred Hampton, Mark Clark, running Marcus Garvey out the country, and also involved in the infamous COINTRAIL program? Is that not the same organization? And we can continue naming others incidents we just don't hear about.
Yeah.
Where's fruit bag number two? Where's Sarge?
I think they're waiting in the wings here. I think we're gonna get out. Gonna get out right now. in light of what happened this week, like I said, and I'll say this ad nauseum. I'm disgusted with our government. Just totally. Just really.
Yeah, it's gotten crazy. These judges. I mean, that judge that issued that. I guess signed off on that warrant. He hates Trump.
And
he should have. He's a magistrate judge.
Yeah. And did you see the comments that Nancy Pelosi made talking about this shows you that nobody's above the law? Okay, well
she got her damn nerve.
Yeah, let's bring your husband in. Let's bring you and your husband in on charges of I don't know, insider trading. let's talk about that. Let's talk about your husband driving drunk and everything, and he just gets a pass. Let's talk about that.
Well, you can talk about all of them. The politicians, they work for them. But you know where it goes back to? It goes back to the people in the states.
Yeah.
Because the states have the power to control the federal government. And the people have the power through their state legislature and their government. And the people have the power to control those legislatures. But if you look at the present-day educational, the way education has gone on, especially in government schools about the last four decades, you can understand why come people of age don't have the slightest cue. They go about what they see on TV, listen on the news, and we know how crazy that is. I was surprised that that lady that killed those six at that vehicle accident there in Los Angeles, you know she comes from Windsor Hills, which is a very prominent black community, and she's probably in some money. Ain't nothing going to happen to her, I don't think. But I was surprised they counted the unborn baby.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
As one of the casualties. She wiped out a whole family, the husband, the mother.
Yep.
Another child and an unborn. Or was it two children plus the unborn?
It was another child, 11-month-old baby boy who got launched out of the car when the accident happened.
In a car seat at that, he hit the ground at the gas station. They picked him up, took him inside, and tried to attend to him. I think, of course he died. That's a shame, man. Yeah. That is really, really a shame. A whole family. It reminds me of an accident they had down to St. Louis there on Del Mar. With some fools running from the police, and they hit a van and killed five in that van. A family going to the store.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
I mean, for real. And it makes you wonder, this lady was involved in 13 other crashes. How
she should have been in jail.
Yeah, she should have either been in jail or riding a horse to work.
It showed one video of a guy on the sidewalk. I think he's on the sidewalk or stepping off the curb. And he just barely avoided being hit. If he had been another step over, he would have been gone.
Yeah,
wonder what
exactly was
going on in her mind. This woman had to have a mental problem.
Exactly. And
like
that's,
that
that's
other, like that white woman you made mention of. What was her name?
She got
a mental problem. She had been dating that other woman.
Oh, yeah, Anne Hinch, the actress.
Anne Hinch was dating Genesis, or whatever her name
Ellen
was.
DeGeneres. Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
You need to call these people out for what they are. These folks got mental problems. There's something wrong with their minds. Anyway.
They don't want to do anything unless someone gets killed, you know. That's the thing that bothers me.
And still don't want to do anything. Look at that white kid that was beat to death on the basketball court there, LeBron James promised high school by three black males. Now, should they get a hate crime and be sentenced to life?
Yeah. Nobody says anything about it. Nobody, you know, and black people can be racist just as much as white people can be, you know. So, you know, that's not even an argument right there, you know.
Well, hell yeah, you got white folks out there doing some crazy-ass stuff, too. You can talk about them, but you know the thing about it, the news don't report on them. You got to look for that. Just like you would have to look for the race, or should I say the color of this woman involved in this other accident.
Yeah.
They report that which fits their narrative and their agenda.
And the people, the family that she killed, they were black.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
I wonder if she ever had any abortions, you think?
Maybe. And the girl that was pregnant that got killed, she didn't look like she was any older than, she didn't even look like she was 25 years old. She looked like she might have been 20, 21 years old.
You know, took out a family. And, you know, you talk about black families. It's very, I mean, that's something that's needed. And often not ever seen.
Yeah.
But that is just a shame. I don't know what else. It's murder. It's murder. Then you say you had a judge there that had presided in that area who's been light on crime. Then all of a sudden he decided to do the right thing on this case.
Yeah, because he's up for election. And they're talking about recalling him.
All right, well, I'm going to sit back and listen.
Okay.
Don't forget to give me your email.
Oh, yeah, I got it in the chat. Let's see. Let me get this. Hello, welcome to the show.
Man, the fruit bat eradication program then failed miserably. You got to take responsibility for that, Vince, because now you're going to let them damn fruit bats infiltrate every aspect of the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Yeah.
That's up, man. Take your responsibility for your failure. Man,
one
thing I appreciate about Brother Bianchi, I appreciate he saved me the need to talk about what the FBI did with that Uhuru raid. But I'd like to say this, in addition to that, now you got it. They talk about us doing whataboutism, right? Why y'all doing all the whataboutism? That's got to do with Trump. What they got to do with Trump? It ain't nothing about what Hillary Clinton did or what Peter Strzok did or Lisa Page did or James Comey did. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing. It's just about Donald Trump. Well, I've never seen a case that is more screaming out for whataboutism. This is the ultimate in whataboutism as a response. You got Hillary Clinton who bleached bit 33,000 emails under subpoena by Congress, smashed 13 Blackberries with hammers, her and her aides, took hammers and smashed them to shreds. She ran an illegal, unsecured, private server in her home in Chappaqua that had top secret, secret compartmentalized information on it that is only supposed to be observed in a skiff. which is a secure, compartmentalized information facility. You're not supposed to get anywhere, and that's supposed to be run by the government. She got it in her house. Wasn't no FBI raid on it. Wasn't no charges on it. And then James Comey rewrote the legislation on the Espionage Act to say that she didn't have intent. And he took away the term grossly negligent to mean unduly reckless. When the law says all you got to do is be grossly negligent. It doesn't have anything to do with intent. It's not even in the statute. Intent ain't about, but there's more. No. She paid for the phony Christopher Steele Russia collusion dossier. Then the FBI, with people like Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and a whole bunch of others, and their insurance policy, remember that insurance policy an FBI agent is talking about to keep a presidential candidate from being elected. The FB bloodied goddamn eye. He said that's just insurance policy. We're not going to let it, the president of the United States get it because we don't like him. Remember, we have to put that in the email? And then you got James Comey testifying under oath before Congress that he illegally leaked conversations with the president, which by definition are classified. He has private conversations with the president. He goes and leaks it to his liberal buddy in New York, who in turn leaks it to the New York Times. New York Times publishes this thing, this violation of the law. And they use that as justification for more surveillance on the Trump Institute to get two more phony FISA warrants that were perjured, that were obtained with perjured testimony because they said the information they used to obtain the FISA surveillance warrants was corroborated and justified when, in fact, they had their own paperwork saying it was uncorroborated. Nothing happened to anybody. Nobody even saw the results of a grand jury. You got the FBI floating a plan, Andrew McCabe and James Comey, to wear a wiretap on the president when he's having a conversation with him. Remember that?
I'm
only scratching the surface. I don't want to take up all the time going through everything, all the malfeasance of this Department of Justice and the FBI over the last 6 or 7 years. I don't even want to begin. Let's not even talk about Barack Obama's role in all this. Now, Merrick Garland got up there and said that he was doing a narrowly focused, tailored raid that was narrowly focused on what was wrong with Trump. And if you look at attachment B of the search warrant, property to be seized, it says, and I'm quoting, reading directly from it, section D. Any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. These bastards should have gone into Mar-a-Lago with fishing buckets, fishing poles, and bait. Because this was a pure fishing expedition. Think about it.
Exactly.
Any record. That means everything the President of the United States did between January 2017 and January 2021 is something for them seize and warn. But, Merrick Garland says it's narrowly tailored and focused. Look, guys, President of the United States is the ultimate declassification authority. It rests with him entirely. He ain't responsible for doing no damn paperwork that involves we get some bureaucrat. It doesn't become declassified because some bureaucrat does some administrative procedure that removes the C classification in red from the top of the document. It happens the very second the president says it's declassified. He could take a national security briefing paper, look at it, decide to hold a press conference, walk out there not seeing one damn bureaucrat, and say, hey, I'm declassifying this. I'm reading this out to you people in the public right now because I decided it's going to be declassified. I'm not going to go through a bureau. You're not going to have to go through no bureaucrat. Bureaucrats don't declassify. The president does.
Yeah.
And the question is whether or not the president of the United States, either by written memorandum or simply a vocal order, said that this stuff is declassified. If he did, it is. It ended up to a national archivist or some bureaucrat in some three-letter agency to say, oh, by the stroke of my magic pen, the minute I say it's declassified, it is. When the president says it is, whenever he says it is, at that very second, it is declassified. declassified.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable what I'm hearing on the press. And by the way, the Presidential Records Act is not even a criminal statute. Go read it. I looked through every section of it. There are no enforcement provisions. There is no penalty for violating it. It is a civil matter. If there is a dispute between a president, a former president, involving the Presidential Records Act, it goes to a civil court, whether it's the Supreme Court or either a civil court or before a federal judge, maybe even the Supreme Court. Supreme Court makes a ruling, and then if the president doesn't comply with the ruling, then perhaps he could be held in contempt of court. You know, like Clinton was during his impeachment.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, but there's no criminal sanction applied to that law. So they had to come up with this espionage hook. Because it came, cause remember, it originated with this anti-Trump bureaucrat, this triggered snowflake who ran the National Archives up there in Washington, D.C. That's where it started. But they knew that wasn't enough to justify a search warrant, so now they had to come up with espionage so they could look and find things. They wanted secure documents. They could either float to the January 6th committee, or they wanted to find something else on which they could charge Donald Trump criminally. If that story planted, fabricated, I wouldn't even go back to Mar-a-Lago. The place is probably lousy with bugs the size of the head of a pin.
Yeah.
He can't go back in there now until it's deloused.
And see, here's the thing,
I swear to God, man, this is just beyond, this is beyond anything I ever thought I'd see in the United States. This is East German Stasi nonsense.
How in the world are you going to raid someone's home who has cooperated with you for the past couple of months, too? You know, Donald Trump said he ain't got nothing to hide, you know, and he said, look, he cooperated with them. He gave them the information, but they still felt the need to break into his doggone house. And it's just like what you were saying, you know, is along the lines of they just want to find some dirt on Donald Trump because he's running. He might be running for president in 2024, and they want to make sure that he is not eligible to run in 2024. That's all this is about. The whole thing.
This is the same FBI who covered up Hunter Biden's laptop. Didn't even want to look at it. Couldn't make him look at it. Rudy Giuliani had to try to force FBI to take Hunter Biden's laptop when they had a warrant for every electronic device in that office. He said, "What about this one? Why don't you want this one? We don't want that one." But if the warrant says take everything, we don't want that one. I mean, it's unreal what we're looking at here. It's transparently obvious. You know, I mean, this agency. The FBI needs to have one or two things. It needs a complete purge, especially at its upper ranks, or I don't care which, as long as both are meaningful and sincere, either restructure it completely with a complete purge of all of the leadership and or abolish it. It is utterly corrupt. It is a Gestapo arm for the Democrat National Committee and the Democrat Party. That's all it is right now.
Yes, a new branch of government.
They are engaged in selective prosecution, which is why I said when you say whataboutism, a lot of times they say, okay, you got a point there. You know, I mean, it's not to excuse anybody does anything wrong. But in this case, I've never seen a more apt term. The whataboutism is completely valid here. I mean, the countless criminal actions that the Department of Justice and the FBI has chosen to overlook. The same FBI, by the way, just yesterday we had testimony in court that they were the ones who planted explosives in the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping act. They didn't have any explosives. The FBI provided it for them and gave it to them so they could bust them with it when they arrested them. They didn't have any explosives. An FBI informant or agent put it on them. Did that testimony yesterday in court?
Yeah, that.
I'm telling you, man, this will not stand. This cannot be tolerated. The President of the United States is the ultimate authority to classify it. Hell, Joe Biden could have reclassified that stuff, but he would have had to give notification at some point that it's being reclassified, certainly to the former president, say, hey, I have reclassified this data, and I want you to turn it in. And since Trump was cooperating anyway, what's the beef? We know what the beef is. They are trying to frame Donald Trump and or make him look so bad, he will not be considered a suitable candidate for re-election.
Yeah, that's all this is about. All the way from 2015 till today, it's all about hating Donald Trump and let's get Donald Trump, let's find some dirt on Donald Trump. You know, that's all this has been about. And it amazes me because you got millions, maybe even billions of dollars going into investigating him and everything, all because of hatred for Donald Trump. That's all this. That's how you can simplify it. That's more than just hatred, Vince.
It's also fear. They fear what he could expose. They are afraid of him. They are simultaneously hate him and they fear him.
Yeah.
If he had information on a murderer, they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take it. That's just how lousy that Garland and what's the other guy's name? Hayes? The head of the FBI? That's just how lousy they are.
Christopher Wray.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, the most important single job that this president could do, and I got to admit, he was a great president, but he sure screwed up with his picks for attorney general. Jeff Sessions, the first screw-up. The second one was William Barr. Not because William Barr is incompetent. He's very competent. He knows the law. He knows the procedures. He simply would not do the things he should have done when confronted with the reasons to do so. He simply refused to do it. And this time he's got to pick a mad dog, rabid attorney general who knows the law, knows how to go about it properly, and will get to the bottom of this. He's not going to get to the bottom because the swamp is so deep. It's like us exploring the ocean. We still know less about the depths of the ocean than we do about outer space. We have to start with the bat escapes and go down 8,000-9,000 feet and begin to look around. And then we can begin with a good attorney general. We begin the process of exploring and then rooting out the corruption in this deep state bureaucratic apparatus called the federal government that exists in 2022.
You probably have to get an attorney general was born last week. But I sent you an email on information on that judge that signed that warrant. He had ties with Epstein.
I know. Epstein,
Epstein, yeah, he had ties with Epstein.
Yeah, he recused himself in the Hillary Clinton versus Trump case, but for some reason, he didn't see fit to recuse himself in his worst one. They went judge shopping. In this case, they went magistrate shopping. And they found a magistrate for whatever, either they got him compromised, corrupted, or maybe he's ideologically reliable. Then he said, okay, this is why we need to get this. We've got to move in a hurry. We got to get these documents away from Trump because they're going to show the corruption in the deep state. Or whatever it is, they got him to sign off on it. So this time around, rather than recuse himself like he did in Clinton versus Trump, because he knows he's compromised, he knows he's got public materials out there condemning Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He should have recused himself from it entirely. But no.
Just like
we need you. You got to come through for us. Give us this warrant.
Just like Justice Craigen and Ruth Jenner Bader Ginsburg should have recused themselves on that case that went on to legalize same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
They had officiated, both of them. They had officiated same-sex marriage. Now you got a disputed case that's there before you, and you're sitting in judgment on it. You're supposed to recuse yourself. It's a conflict, a heavy conflict of interest.
Yeah. And you guys, hold on right here. Let me get fruit bat number three on here. Hello, Iredale. Welcome to the show.
This is fruit bat on fruit bat number one.
Okay, well, okay.
This is the same one I've been telling you when you live in the United States of America. Hey, just shout out to the guys because we got cut off because I was on the road with the dispatch. Thank you for your concern, your condolences on burying of Shirley Harris back in, the day before Father's Day. I just want to do a shout out to you guys. I appreciate that. Now, being that I said that, there's no way, there's no way Larry should have been in 13 accidents. And now you got, six people that have died? There's no way. And then on top of that, she was a nurse. But a nurse is supposed to have some common sense. And not act crazy. You know, in fact, if it had been me, I would have just shut down. I'm mad or whatever. I would have shut down, moved on the side. And then what are they talking about, 90 miles an hour and a 35 miles an hour? What, she thinks she on the interstate somewhere?
To me, it looked like she was doing accidents like 100 miles.
Yeah, well, and on top of that, even if she was in, I think the speed limit on Interstate 10 in Texas is like 80 miles an hour. If she was on the interstate doing 90 or greater, the cops probably would still pull it over because you're running 80 miles an hour in Texas. You know, unexcusable, you know. And let me just say this. People, I'm sick and tired also of people getting drunk. And it's always the innocent person that gets paralyzed, killed, injured. But the perpetrator, the one that causes bad situations, they might get a scratch at the worst. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
did you see the video of the crash?
Too many times. I saw it on the news. Yeah, I've been seeing it.
It's
like a bomb going off. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how she survived that crash. I'm still flabbergasted at that. I saw that crash. I said, ain't no way that person who was driving that car survived that. And when she showed up at court, she didn't have a. It didn't look like she had a scratch on her. I was like, well, dog, what? How in the world did she survive? Not saying that, you know, I wish she had gotten killed or anything like that, but I'm like, that crash was horrific. I was like, it's like every time something like this happens, the perpetrator survives, but the victims, they're the ones that, you know, get killed and whatever.
Absolutely. You know, and what do you call it? When you bottle, put some fluid in there, put a rag at.
Yeah, Molotov cocktail.
That's it. And then, when I saw the fire, I know it wasn't the cause of it, but it looked like it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It looked like it when I saw it, and that's one reason why insurance rates are high as they are, because you got all these fools out here driving, and even if you don't claim nothing, because it was this guy who had a home insurance, he ain't had no claim, but he had people in his area, neighborhood, probably from 10 miles, had claims. And then they had a nerd to come up on his insurance. They're not having a claim. You might as well have a claim, too, because it might take them half a lifetime to take care of it. If they don't have no problem taking care of you, man, they will cut you loose in a heartbeat. And yeah. What kind of insurance does she have? Because, she, her insurance should be ridiculous. 13 crashes? Wait a minute. Was it 13 before this one? Or was it 13 before this one? Or this one, the last one was, 14, right?
It's 13 before this one, and as a side note, they said two of the crashes that she was involved in before this one, it involved someone hitting her from behind. But still, that's 11. That's still too many.
You know, they need to investigate that insurance that she's got and see how she got it. I mean, nowhere in the world are you going to get insurance. The only thing you can do is get a bond. Nowhere in the world insurance company should be writing you up. You don't have that many damn accidents. Your insurance premium would be about $20,000 a month or more.
I mean, really? For real?
Hey, look, she's a hazard to herself as well as everybody else on the road.
Yeah. And my sister up in New York, Sarge mentioned something about Trump's place being bugged or whatever, you know, and she said, I never thought about that place being bugged out, you know. I never thought of that either, you know. So
remember, James Comey said that they were floating the idea of wearing a wire when they had a conversation with Donald Trump.
Exactly. So, Iredale, you live in Florida, man. I heard that they might be coming up to Fort Walton Beach, so you better watch yourself.
Well, his office was bugged, you remember? His office was bugged. They kept saying, wait a minute. I think it was either Obama or somebody said, well, there's no record of his office being bugged. Well, no, yeah. Because they had it done by a private company, not the FBI.
Yeah.
Admiral Mike Rogers warned Trump. Remember, he was head of the NSA? Admiral Mike Rogers went to him and warned him that Trump Towers was bugged.
Yeah. Yep, but we tend to look the other way. Nothing to see here.
Nobody got any punishment.
Yep. And these people should be in jail.
Now, Mr. Benson, you just slide that one on, then it might be coming to Fort Walton Beach. Let me tell you something. If they come at Fort Walton Beach 1,000 miles an hour, they're going to leave out of Fort Walton Beach at 10,000 miles an hour. And you think, what's his name, Godzilla, did some damage to Pensacola? Yeah, you don't want iridoitis right out there. I'm more deadly than COVID-19, monkeypox, and everything else. Leave me the heck alone. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a sperm, by the way.
My buddy Iredale, he lives down on what they call the Emerald Coast, Okaloosa Island, not far from Denton. And he lives in Fort Walton Beach, and I had the pleasure of visiting him down there. And it's a nice area. Love it. Oh my goodness, crystal green water and everything. Oh my goodness, it's a nice area. I just threw out that warning for them because, they in Florida. They might decide to take a detour and check him out, too, because maybe they'll check him out because he's listening to this program, which means
well,
I'm probably better.
I'm glad you said that because you keep on cracking on me. I can guarantee you will not get in the state of Florida no more to visit there. I'm going to have them cut you off because you disrespect a senior citizen down here, and I don't take that lightly, sir, okay?
Okay, well I do have to warn you that Retta Washington is in my chat room right now. You mess with me, you're going to have to deal with her, okay?
I ain't worried about neither one of y'all, okay? Because, see, what I do, you said you can't be in the dorm. We can't be our delighters, so you know what? You're going to join our guys. You're going to be the three mean Katias if you catch my drift. Catch no crap
Katias,
okay? That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
By the way, hi, Greta.
Yeah, she, your buddy's in here, so, she's been adding her rhetoric, too. And, folks, this is why I tell people. This is why I tell people, even when it comes to listening to me, don't just listen to what you hear on the news. That's why, God gave us common sense to check things out instead of just accepting what we hear or what we see or whatever and everything. Because so many of us, we put our trust in the news media so much that we actually think that they're not telling a lie, that these guys, they can't be lying to us. But one thing you don't understand is they're in the business of reporting the news, not the truth, and that's one thing you've got to understand. And so many of us who should know better, we get caught up in this mess. And that's why so many of us, we hate Donald Trump, because why do you hate Donald Trump? Well, I heard this. Well, what did you hear? You got a lot of people that hate Donald Trump because of what he said about Mexicans. He said Mexicans are a bunch of rapists and murderers. He didn't say that. Well, he said that that there are some very fine people in the ranks of the white supremacists. He didn't say that. But a lot of us, we go by what we hear on the news, and then they use us to perpetrate that rhetoric. They use us to perpetrate that rhetoric, and they're like, hey, all we have to do is tell this lie. Before we know it, the lie is going to go around the world. How they say it, a lie can go around the world while the truth is putting its boots on. All they have to do is say one little lie, and it'll go around the world. And when you try to discredit that lie, that's when all the people, you don't know what you're talking about. I ain't heard that. Well, and I tell people, I say, just because you haven't heard it, doesn't mean it's not true. Now, where did you get your information from? Oh, I watch CNN. Well, see, there's my point right there. Now, I'm not saying if you watch Fox News or Newsmax or any of these other conservative sites or anything like that. I'm not saying that you're getting everything that you need to hear, but we all need to have a sense to look into what we are hearing and what people are saying. You know, we need to be a bunch of Sarges and Pionkis. You know, we need to look into this stuff. You know, and
wait a minute. You gonna need me out?
Well, do you look into it?
I don't have to look up the news because I got NBC Benson and NBC Greta. So I'm already hooked in with two people.
And see that's why I do this program myself, you know, because I want people to understand that you can come up with a point of view based on what you research, what you study, things like that. Now, I'm not the biggest studier in the world. I'm going to be honest with you, but you do. It's so simple to find this information. We have the freaking internet. Now, back in my day, we had a thing called an encyclopedia. That was our internet back in the day, but today it is so simple to look up this information. And we don't have an excuse of being ignorant. And that's what is happening. This is the reason why things are happening like they are, because we got a lot of ignorant people who are just sitting around letting someone feed information into their brains instead of going out there actively searching for the answers themselves. You know, the news might serve a purpose. It probably does. I wouldn't encourage anyone to sit down and watch the news all the time, but it might serve a purpose. But you serve a purpose too. You got a thing called common sense, which means that should kick in and tell you, okay, I hear what is going on, but let me check and see if this is true. And that's why I always, you know, give you all the disclaimer. Don't just believe what I say because I'm saying it, you know, because I can miss the mark too, you know. And I am humble enough to accept when I am wrong. Say, Vincent, I heard you say this, but let me show you something here. You were wrong on this. I'd be like, okay, I was wrong. See, I don't have no pride to hurt here, you know. And that's why I do this program, because if I'm going to get myself out there on the airwaves like this, if someone comes up and challenges me on what I said or what I've done or anything like that, then I need to be man enough to own up to my actions. But a lot of people don't want to own up to their actions. They want to sit there, they'll gaslight you, they'll shout you down, cuss you out and everything because, you know, well, you don't know me and all this and everything. Look, if you're going to put yourself out there, be aware of the backlash that's going to come against you if you're wrong, okay? And, you know, that's why I say I have no pride to hurt here, so. And I guess my little rant is over.
Yeah, well, you need to cut the rant off here, number one, and you need to respect your elders, number two, especially in the great state of Florida. And by the way, since you want me to have a common copy of your wife, you cannot have the original Mr. DeSantis, or you're going to pay dearly, okay?
Man, you still
I'm
on that.
I'm in charge. Let you know you can have it.
Let me tell you all what this. Let me tell you all what this rascal told me a few months ago. He, because, you know, I'm married to the best wife in the world. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm married to the best wife in the world. I don't care what you say. I'm married to the best wife in the world. This rascal going to tell me, hey, can I get a clone of your wife? And I said, nah, you ain't getting a clone of my wife. Everything that my wife has belongs to me, even her clones. Irondale didn't appreciate that too much.
No, I didn't. So I said, I'm going to stick it to you, Ed. I'm going to stick it to you big time. And you know me, I always got a comeback for you.
That's it. Nah, man. Nah, you ain't taking my sweetie. Nah, you ain't going to have this. You know, everything she has belongs to me. That's my sweetie. Even her clones belong to me.
You done made her up. Hey, look, you done, Hey, look, you done made her an idol, man. You need to tighten up, man. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, but you know, but getting back to what we were talking about today, getting back to the subject and everything, folks. Like I said, when you see something going on in the news, one of the excuses they have for raiding Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, they said he had some documents, some nuclear documents or something like that. And I'm sitting there like, y'all got to be kidding me. They say he had some nuclear documents or something like, and I said, that's a lame excuse. That's a very lame excuse for why y'all raided his home, you know. And this is why I tell people, you know, you got to understand why these people are reporting this to you. They're trying to get you to think a certain way. And then next thing you know, you're thinking the way they want you to think, and they're like, uh-huh, I got you. You know, and they know good and well. All they have to do is put something out there, and it's going to gain speed eventually. You know, and that's why they put this stuff. That's why you got so many people that hate Donald Trump.
Under normal circumstances, that affidavit would not shed light. How the hell are you going to have an affidavit that is broad as that, from the chimney to the foundation? Hell, they might as well pick the damn house up and haul it off.
Yeah,
absolutely. Look, Tanya, what I read was simply the search warrant itself. It wasn't the affidavit. The affidavit, nobody's seen. That's what we want to see, because the affidavit provides the basis for issuing the warrant. Now, there's the meat and potatoes right there. That is the whole justification for seeking a warrant. Nobody's seen it yet. Everybody's saying they want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see what justified them taking every single presidential record that the man could have possibly made from 2016 to 2017. I'm trying to figure out why they had to go through the whole house for 9.5 hours. Get this. I've been on search warrant, assisted on search warrants before. And you know one of the things that the executing officers usually hope is on the scene? They hope the guy's attorney's on the scene. Why? Because they're looking for a specific thing. And since they got a warrant, that means they literally could tear the whole house apart to find it. But they say, look, if you tell us where it is and where we need to go to look for it, then we'll go there.
They knew where it was. It was in a room. It was in a room
right,
with the door under lock and key,
right,
like they requested
right,
back in July.
Yeah, the Secret Service is guarding the place. They already had a lock on it. They asked them to put another lock on it, which they did, and they knew where the stuff was being held. But, see, the reason they did it when they knew none of his lawyers were around was so they could sell the warrant to the Secret Service at the gate. The Secret Service naturally has to comply with the warrant. No, because they got to step aside, let the FBI agents in. They got a warrant. They go in there. His lawyer ain't there. They could start the search without the lawyer being there. And then once they got the search underway, ain't too much lawyer going to be able to stop it. They wanted to make sure neither Trump nor his lawyer was there when they did this pretextual.
Don't the Secret Service work under the auspices of the Department of Justice?
Yes. It's part of the executive.
Well, then right there tells you that it wouldn't have been right no matter which way it went. You got FBI under Garland. You got Secret Service under Garland. Well, you know who should have handled that? It should have been the sheriff of that county.
Well, if this is a federal offense, so you got to have federal officials involved in it.
It wasn't an offense. What he
was done, it has no criminal charges allocated to it. It's based on a violation of a federal statute. The sheriff has no more authority to investigate, be a primary investigator in a federal offense than does a state to enforce immigration law.
Well, here's the thing, Sarge. The FBI should have reported to the sheriff or the local authorities. They don't have no business going up into somebody's private home. That has to stop. And then the sheriff could accompany them, make them leave their damn guns at his office, accompany them. You got a list of places that can be searched, things that can be brought out, and that's it. How the hell is it going to take 9 hours to look for something like that that's in one room?
Yeah, Yeah, there might be a case for that to notify the sheriff that they're conducting a search in their county. But the primary investigators have to be the feds because it's a federal offense.
It could be, the investigation of the material that's acquired based on what was included in the warrant, the affidavit basically giving details, that could have been taken back to the FBI office. But the thing is, if they had been there before and said these are things we think should be put in this room under lock and key, how long does it take 15, 16 boxes out of a damn room?
Exactly.
What kind of moving company would they be?
Yogi, we know what this was. This didn't have anything to do with violations of the Espionage Act. This had to do with a pretext to conduct a search of the entire residence of Mar-a-Lago. And maybe to plant something.
That is too broad.
All over the place.
That is too damn broad. If the sheriff would have been along with them, I don't think they would have been planting bugs. It should have been just two. Two of them and the sheriff and his deputy. That's it. I tell you what. People are going to start writing laws at the state level that's going to require that. That's the way it's
going to be. Yeah, I'd like to see that go for the Supreme Court, that's for sure.
Well, you going into, see here, just like they did in St. Louis, going into Uhuru at 5 o'clock in the damn morning, nobody knows that they're there, knocking on people, and you know they went in a home in South St. Louis, which is a white residence. Who's members of that organization? That's a bunch of bullcrap.
Well, I think your point is certainly arguably before the Supreme Court that even if it is a federal offense, of which, of course, the federal government has primary jurisdiction over and investigative responsibility for, to execute a warrant in a county off of federal property should involve the local and state authorities. I'd like to see that.
They can do anything they want to do on their property. But just like it is with the federal government claiming land and issuing lease rights to state land, that land belongs to the state. There's nothing any place in the Constitution that gives them the authority to own land other than forts like in the TV series F Troop.
Right.
And maybe like Washington, D.C.
You know, I really think your point is an interesting one. I think as of now, since the federal government has been serving warrants all over the United States off of federal property without notifying anybody, right now that is the way they're doing it. But I'd like to see that argument presented for the Supreme Court. It's probably going to have to go for the Supreme Court before they change it.
What's listed in the Constitution that the federal government has the power to police? Three things. It's listed in the Constitution. One,
right.
Treason. Two, piracy. Three, counterfeiting. That's it.
Well,
that's
everything,
it.
Everything in Article 1, Section 8 gives Congress the power to legislate in. And here's what they have the power to legislate in. To borrow money on the credit of the United States, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States, to coin money, regulate the value thereof in a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin in the United States, to establish post offices and post roads, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited time to authors and inventors the exclusive rights to the respective writings and discoveries, to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, to find and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the law of nations, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, make rules concerning captains on land and water, to raise and support armies, to provide and maintain a navy, to make rules for the government and regulation of land and naval forces, to provide for calling forth the militia, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia when it's called in the federal service, to exercise legislation involving the District of Columbia and the federal capital, to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying and execution of the foregoing powers. That's all they have the authority to legislate.
And the three that I mentioned,
they do a lot more than that.
And the three I mentioned are within the ones that you mentioned, the three that has the punishment and the policing powers. The others was nothing more than office regulations. Basically, all they are.
Well, I did forget to include the subsequent amendments where they were given authority by amendment. Those things, too, they would have the power to legislate in. And if they have the power
to legislate, that's a congressional act, and that's still controlled by the state.
Well, an amendment actually is an act by all of the state legislatures agreeing to ratify it.
All right. Well, you're right about that. But even what goes on in Congress is still ultimately controlled by the states because the democratic representation, or what we call democracy, due to democratic representation, are those people that sit in the House of Representatives, the Senate, and also we could probably say the president and vice president. But those two in particular, they're the ones that make the laws. But the state still can call in their representatives and bring them to the table, and the people of the state have the right to dictate to them. This is what we want done.
I think we should try to get that before the Supreme Court because we know the federal government has wildly overstepped its bounds, particularly in the last 30 to 40 years. So we need to rein in the federal government.
Well, yeah, you can get it in front of the Supreme Court, but states don't have to listen to courts. Courts don't make laws.
I got one thing to ask.
Go ahead.
Okay, y'all gonna be like that. Okay, I'm gonna tell all of y'all about this. Let me just say this. Why did it take so long from the Raiders mess? That's the question I got.
Well, that's what they're doing. That reveals the agenda. Like we all know they're trying to smear Donald Trump so he can't run. And let me say this, too. I don't give a good goddamn if it's Donald Trump or Mickey Mouse. What we're seeing is a miscarriage of justice and a runaway federal agency.
And remember, even if they are trying to smear Donald Trump, even if they're successful in smearing Donald Trump, which I don't think they will be, the Constitution sets out the requirements for being president, not some law that conflicts with the Constitution. You got to amend the Constitution to say you can't be president if you violate the Presidential Records Act. You got the Constitution lays out the requirements. You got to be 35 years of age. 14 of those years of your life have to be spent resident within one or more of the states of the United States. And number three, you got to be a natural-born citizen. That's it. You can be a convicted felon. You can violate the Presidential Records Act. You can violate the Espionage Act. The only thing that will disqualify you is treason. Other than that, you can be elected from a jail cell if the people want to.
That's right. Matter of fact, I think somebody ran from a jail cell one time for a government position, congressional position, and he won.
Yeah.
If people want to elect Donald Trump from a jail cell, they're going to have to send the Secret Service agents in there while he conducts executive branch business from jail cell.
Yeah.
Damn right. And you know, I'm going to tell you, and I keep saying it. People, see, you got an educational system here that don't educate. Then these kids that's not being educated grow up to demonstrate the behavior, shall I say, the lack of behavior that you are witnessing. The people of these states have more power than what they know. You make that state legislature dictate to that Congress what we want you to do and you're not going to do. Simple as that. When they say do go right, you say, hell no, we're not going right. What they going to do to them?
What can you do to a state? Somebody who's constitutionally illiterate say to you that the federal government is the supreme power in the land, which is a damn lie because the Constitution is the supreme power in the land. And the Constitution grants authority to different levels under the principle of federalism. The states are supreme in some things. The federal government is supreme in others. And that is the balance. That's what it's supposed to be. The state government is supreme in most things except for the things the Constitution says the federal government is supreme in. Other than that, the state is supreme in everything else.
And judges
said,
make
federal government
judges
is over the state. That's a lie. Every time
judges
you hear
don't
say
make
that,
laws.
On it. The constitutional government is three elements. Number one, we the people. Number two, the sovereign states. And then number three, the federal government. In that order.
And you know, here's another thing, too. Them sovereign states actually are countries/states. They're states because they came together as a union of foreign states. They're countries. They got their own constitution, and they got their own forms of government. And courts don't make laws. They just give opinions based on listening to an argument between parties. Supreme Court don't make laws. States can tell both of them, either the Supreme Court or the lesser courts, to go to hell if they think it's unconstitutional. And as I said before, what are you going to do to a state of Louisiana? What are you going to do to a state of Missouri?
The Supreme Court has no enforcement authority. They make rulings. Now, it is up to the various governmental bodies that are affected by it to decide whether or not to comply with it. And the people have the ultimate sanction because they can vote the bastards out if they think the people that they should have complied with the orders of the Supreme Court. That's the way checks and balances work. Supreme Court doesn't have enforcement authority. They can't order anybody to do anything. They can make a ruling on what is constitutional and what is not constitutional. And the people ultimately have the final say about it.
And more important, the people have the right to create the laws that they choose to be governed by. And finally, the militia is the people who can have whatever damn weapon they need to feel safe in the protection of their liberty. They can have a poodle. They can have a Rottweiler or a Sherman Shepherd. They can have a .22 rifle, a golf club, or a cannon. If that's what they feel they need to be safe with, using their inalienable rights that came from the creator of the universe, that's their prerogative.
Exactly.
Like I said, power ultimately rests with the people. The people is the primary and most important component of the constitutional government. We got to keep telling people to understand this. The people, the states, and then the federal government.
Well, y'all,
I got one thing to say. I got one thing I got to say. Vincent, I think your show has been hijacked.
I'm just sitting here listening to them dialogue. I'm like, man, this is interesting. Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, you know what? We got to remember our people in the electorate has been so badly educated in civics, or should I say, indoctrinated into an alternative form of government that was never intended or envisioned to exist by the founders of this country and the framers of the Constitution. Never. But people have been indoctrinated by their little college degrees and all these Marxists running public schools.
And
so,
you know, you're absolutely right.
We shouldn't be surprised that people believe things to the contrary. We should not be surprised a bit by it. Now they're talking about getting us involved in global governance, as if we don't have enough problem with the idiotic cacistocracy running this government right now. Now they want to make us beholden to a bunch of international bureaucrats in the World Economic Forum who are utterly unaccountable to us at any level.
Yeah, and talking about some United Nations human rights, we have a constitution. But I'm going to say this. I don't believe some of these people are even human, man. I really don't. I think they're from someplace else. I don't think they're from Earth. And secondly, I ain't never seen so many dumbass – hang on for a second. I ain't never seen so many dumbass white folks in all my damn life. You got some plain nutcases out here.
Man, are they ever out there. They're all over. They got Trump derangement syndrome, too. It's even worse.
Yep. Well, y'all, oh, my goodness, this was interesting. It seemed like y'all put on the jet boosters at the last few minutes of the show. I'm sitting here like, oh, my goodness, I'm listening to this dialogue. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. But, and two, one final question I got is, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but do you think that maybe Donald Trump's Secret Service may have had something to do with the FBI invading his home too?
Yeah, they being controlled by Garland. That's where the shit's coming from. Him, that damn crybaby.
Yeah. See.
As a mole, is there a mole Secret Service agent in Mar-a-Lago? That's entirely probable, but it could be any number of people who could be the mole.
Or dare I say it?
Not just the mole, but one of the moles, plural.
And guess what? Garland is very sympathetic to guess who? Barack Obama. That scoundrel.
Yep. Yeah, and we are going to leave it on there. We've got, wow, 6 minutes over. this was a good show and whatever. I appreciate you guys coming on, as always, coming on and giving your rhetoric and everything. Next week, we should have another edition of Black by Color Only. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but, you know, it's going to be something to talk about because everything is happening at light speed right now. So, but just to let you all know, too, that I'm hoping to start a podcast. I was supposed to start it in June, but it flopped and everything. But pretty soon I'm supposed to be starting a podcast. And just want to inform you of that, and I'll let you know everything, get you the links and everything and stuff to that. And I'm not getting rid of Black by Color Only on Blog Talk Radio. You know, that's not my intention. I'm not trying to shift from Blog Talk Radio to the podcast. I'm still going to have this program, but I just wanted to put that out there just in case y'all want to look for it on platform streams and stuff like that. But anyway. I'm going to get ready to head on up out of here. Got to get me some dinner and get some other things done and whatever. But you all, thank you all for coming on the show. Appreciate you guys. This is Benson E. Brown. I am signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on The Rebound. You guys have a great week.